You're listening to a Mindfulness for Kids episode of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Today, we're practicing settling down. Welcome to the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Here it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent or kid. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Raising Good Humans, and now Raising Good Humans Every Day. I'm joined by Dr. Christopher Willard, clinical psychologist, author, and dad. He is the author of 20 books, including Alpha Breaths and Growing Up Mindful. Both of us have been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years, and we are so excited to share the benefits with you. Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there. Chris. Welcome back to the Mindfulness for Kids episodes of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you. Maybe excited isn't the right word. I'm excited, and then later I'll be like, I'm ready to just relax. We had some very relaxing episodes. What have you got for me now in session three?
Yeah, I was thinking just, you know, we had sort of some sleepy time ones. I was thinking settling down just when our kids are a little wound up, if that works for you. So this is just a settling practice. And I sometimes do this actually in conjunction with like shake up the glitter jar and watch it settle. Or even when kids are a little, you know, kind of running around with the motor on, like, all right, let's like shake our whole bodies out and then become still and let ourselves sort of settle like the glitter jar, like something else. So you can start by maybe shaking your body out if you want to, shake your arms and legs and stuff like that. Like you're dancing or shaking or something when you're maybe feeling a little bit wound up, just meet kids at their level, right? And then you can just put your hands and arms down and just take a moment to settle into your seat, just sitting up straight in a more mindful body posture. And then just notice the sensations of your hair settling on the top of your head. Just let your hair settle on your head. And then going down a bit further, let your upper eyelid settle on your lower eyelid. Just feel those sensations. You can feel the points of contact where your upper lip meets your lower lip. Or where your tongue just rests on the floor of your mouth. Just aware of those sensations there. If your hands are in your lap or in each other, you can just notice where they make contact with each other. Maybe feeling your legs settling into the chair, just feeling the outline of where each thigh meets the chair underneath you. And then just letting gravity do the work of pulling your feet onto the floor. And noticing sensations there. And then you can just scan back up through your body, up to your mind, and seeing if your thoughts aren't maybe just a little bit more settled after we've felt our whole body settling with these points of contact after maybe moving around a little bit and getting a bit silly. So this is when I like to, you know, when it's time to transition maybe between being outside to having to sit down to math, or kids are getting a little bit wound up or trying to transition into a new way of being, this is one that we can do together. it helps us all settle into whatever's next when we need to go from silly to a little bit more serious or a little bit more straight-laced and calm and focused. So it's just sort of based on Tara Brach's touch points. Let's call it the settling practice. Yeah.
Well, I love that. That was super simple. So to review again for me, meeting my kids where their energy is at, wherever kids, you got a lot of energy. So sometimes we adults need to go a little crazy. We need to raise our energy up and get a little, a little silly and a little excited. And then I'm settling down, feeling my hair settle, feeling my eyelids settle, my lips, and kind of going down the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So then just these like places where we feel the contact. And when we focus on sensations, it's much easier than being like, oh, focus on your thoughts, right? Like that's very hard for us adults to do. So the sensations can be helpful and we can move through this pretty quickly. Of course, you know, you can make it 10 minutes or 20 minutes, or you can just make it 3 minutes just to quickly settle down. A kind of variation I used to do, I would, we're probably about the same age. I don't know if you remember the PBS show, 3-2-1 Contact. With like when I was, I think of like three points of contact. So like feet on the floor, butt on the chair, like hands in your lap or hands on the table in front of you, like ready to start homework or something like that. So it's just an even shorter version of noticing those points of contact just to get us to settle into the moment. Yeah.
Thank you. That is a very grounding, settling practice. I hope that helps you, dear listener, you, the parent, and you, the kiddo. I hope it helps you feel settled and grounded and ready for whatever you need to do in your life today. Thank you so much, Chris, for sharing this practice with us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone. Poof. Bye.
See ya.
What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking It.